Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The people in the gospel today follow Christ out into the middle of nowhere, without any provisions, without any thought of heat or cold or food or drink. They follow and listen to Christ so attentively that they forget to provide for their basic necessities. It's not like today where we go, even in the middle of the desert, we can pretty much get an Uber Eats or something delivery out there, and so it's no big deal. Back in this time, there is nothing. They follow him to a deserted place where there's grass, and that's it. And so the apostles are worried about this. Christ is not. From the very beginning, he's not worried. Neither are the people, because they're following Christ, and they trust in Christ. But the apostles, they're running around trying to make sure everyone is fed and cared for, and so they're worried about this, because they can see that they're coming to a point where they're not going to be able to take care of this people. And so they state plainly that there is not enough food, and that the crowds need to be sent away in order to purchase some for themselves. They've done the math, the apostles have. They know that they don't have enough provisions to provide for everyone. And when they tell Christ that the people need to be sent away, this is merely a statement of fact. It's like, well, hey, we don't have enough food. Send them away so they can get it themselves, so that they don't starve. So, you know, trying to be aware of what's going on in other people. So they're trying to practice Christianity. They're trying to practice this charity towards other people while recognizing their own limitations. You see, though, the apostles, when they're acting like this, are very much practical people. And so they do basic math. 2 + 2 = 4. But they miss something very essential in the math that they're doing when they're as Christians. And is that any time we look at something, a situation, if all we reduce it to is mere math or mere objective reality, and we don't take in the supernatural, we've forgotten God. So in their math, when they're figuring out that there's not enough food, all they would have had to do, instead of just 2 + 2 = 4, God +2 + 2 = 4, and then whatever else God needs. The pitfall of theirs is something that many times we ourselves can fall into, only seeing the world through our very natural human means. Difficulties that we come across, if we only see them in this way, can be insurmountable. They may appear larger than life and beyond our power to address. And it's this mere human objectivity that can lead us to discouragement and pessimism. The disciples only see objective reality at this moment because they've forgotten Jesus Christ in all of their calculations. And the only way to fix this, really, is to maintain this very radical idea of Christian optimism, that God will provide, that God is going to take care of this. That, I mean, even think of the church as an example. 2,000 years, the church has stood and still stands. If it was just a human institution, it would have fallen with the Roman Empire. It would have fallen in France. It would have fallen everywhere in the world every time there was any upheaval. But because God is in charge, because God is the one that it's his church, he's the one protecting us and guiding us through his Holy Spirit, there's not much we can do to really mess things up for us. So I just want to leave you with one little thing. Words of Christ in another part of the gospel. It just says that with God, all things are possible. That's it. With God, all things are possible.